Yeah, so what we found was that often people don't ask pretty obvious questions when they design programs. Questions like, is it the right approach or will the program actually work? They don't think about incentives or they don't think about the possibility of the program being gamed or fraud. And they don't ask questions around implementation. Are the people who are responsible for implementing the program, perhaps at state or at city level, bought into the idea and have they been consulted? So, you know, our theory is that if you ask these very straightforward questions early on, before you make the decision to go ahead, not only will you end up with better programs, but you'll also end up funding the ones that are most likely to succeed.
And one of my favorite parts of the program of your piece of your report is that a lot of these are written almost designed for hearings and for almost sound bites than they are for actual making a program that works, that's effective.
Right. So we think that the way the political process works, it incentivizes people to ask what we sometimes call the interesting questions, questions like how will it play with the media, how, you know, which constituencies will like it, which stakeholder groups will say nice things about it, et cetera, rather than some of the more boring questions that I just touched on.
Yeah.
And so what we wanted was to say, well, actually, you need to answer these boring questions alongside these interesting questions, and in many ways, these boring questions are more likely to help you, you know, help you design programs that actually work.
So some of your design for success tools, one is almost a checklist, a step-by-step approach to make programs that work from the start.
Right. So what we did is we came up with a kind of mock-up of the kind of questions that needed to be asked, and then we held a series of workshops with federal government employees, both on the Hill and in agencies, with people in the state of Maryland, and we said to them, look, have we got these right? And they gave us an enormous amount of feedback and said, well, you know, you're broadly in the right place here, but actually you should change this, you should change this. And so, having had the feedback of 200 people, we then developed a series of tools, and the first of those tools, as you say, is literally a checklist, and the checklist has sort of about 30 questions and says, you know, does the program establish clear incentives that are aligned with the program's goals? Or is there a clear understanding of what the problem that the program is trying to address are?
As you say, all those boring questions.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And it's presented as a one-page checklist that people can literally work their way down and ask themselves whether they've covered these bases while they've been designing the program. And what was interesting was when we were doing the research, a number of people said to us, you know, when I was designing a program last year, it would have been incredibly useful for me to have something like this in front of me. So we know there's a market of people out there who really want and need this kind of advice and support.
Is this, if you follow all the tools in here, and the report is well worth time because it'll really cause you to, think about how you do things in a different way. But if you follow all these things, it's not a guarantee of success. It's just because a lot of these things are difficult and challenging anyway.
Right. So, you know, the thing about government is what we do is actually hard. And the work of government involves trying to change the way the world, you're trying to change the behavior of people who are often a long way away from government through programs that are designed a long way away. And it's hard to get that absolutely right. So what this checklist does and what these tools do is they maximize your chances of success. They ask you to ask pretty obvious questions of yourself and to use the answers to those questions to get the design right. But sometimes it won't work. Sometimes things will just fail. You know, even though you do it in the right way, even though you do your best to get it right, because it's too difficult. And you'll learn from the experience, and then you'll sometimes be able to reform the way you're doing things to make it more effective. And so, they're absolutely not a guarantee. They're trying to maximize the chance of success rather than guarantee success.
Some of the steps that you have in there, one of them is it talks about benchmarking. What is the relative effectiveness and cost of the program? That sometimes can be something that it ends up being difficult for agencies to do around specific programs.
Right. So we present two sets of tools in the report. One set of tools is for new programs. They're called the Design for Success tools. And then there's a set of tools that are also for for existing programs. And as we were doing the research for this report, a number of people said to us, look, you really need to have tools for existing programs as well as new programs, because actually the need in Washington is greater for evaluating existing programs. And we don't have a systematic process for evaluating existing programs at the moment. So one of the things that we say is that for each existing program, for each existing policy area, so you might say a policy area is something like homelessness or tackling obesity or food safety, you should list the programs that contribute to that policy area. You should define a set of goals in that policy area. And then for each program, you should ask yourselves a pretty straightforward set of questions. And one of those questions is a question around benchmarking and what does the data tell you about relative cost effectiveness.
And that, particularly that milestone question, that measurement question seems so important because you have to think very carefully about what that result is. And some programs, they've done very well on that measurement. It's just that measurement wasn't connected to the overall success of the program or agency.
Right. So often you have a situation where a program may be very effective at its own narrow goals, but actually those goals are not very high priority for the administration or the agency as a whole. And it may actually be quite a costly program at achieving what it is achieving. And so so it's important to, it's important to make sure that you focus on making all programs effective in that context.
Your biggest takeaway after talking to all these people and looking at all these programs, your biggest takeaway about what folks can do to, what's the secret that can really help folks accomplish these programs more effectively?
Well, for us, it was about coming up with a series of practical ways of doing it. So our secret basically is you should ask yourself a fairly systematic and standard set of questions, both at the program design stage and at the program evaluation stage. And what we've done is we've given people the practical tools that they can use in order to apply that methodology.
And part of this, as I was reading it last night, we're so often rushed to get into the program itself that we tend to rush through, both on the procurement stuff, rush through that beginning part, the planning part, because we want to get to the actual doing. And sometimes that can really undermine the potential success of our program.
Right. So one person we spoke to, who will remain nameless for the purpose of this conversation, said, there is a bit of a focus in government. There's a very strong focus in government on the politics. There's a bit of a focus in government on the policy, like is there evidence the program works? But there's almost no focus on implementation issues. And we're really trying to correct those imbalances. That's very much what we're trying to achieve here.